This is a podcast from Minute Media.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do. Malcolm, go!
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Four-man rush. Jones heaves it, going deep for Harry. He's got it! A big one to N'Keal Harry.
Oh, it's the Malcolm Go podcast. What a way to start the show. It's, what day is it? It's December 22nd. Merry Christmas, folks. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Fellas, we found a way around the iPad woes. I put a primer on my soundboard so it doesn't stop anymore. Right, look at, I hit the primer and it starts and I can press anything. I go, what, look at.
No way girl can fall for him.
I don't care how many dingo guinea what greaseball goombas come out of the woodwork.
You ever suck a guy's cock?
What the heck? Hey, and there's KP. How you doing, KP?
I'm here to party. Go ahead, do your own sound.
And that's your gun, don't you get it? I made a funny, son, and you're not laughing.
Oh, we're having fun here. We're having fun. It's the holidays. We're having fun.
I was having fun. Today I got the, if anybody's a fan of the movie Christmas Vacation, I got royally screwed today. I got the Jelly of the Month Club. I'm fucking dying here. I got Jelly of the Month Club as my Christmas bonus. Fucking miserable. I count on my bonus like at the end of every year to like basically offset the Christmas gifts that I buy for these kids. $10 million worth of shit. And basically everything used to be tax-free. Who knows? I get no taxed. And now they taxed it this year. So I was hoping like they were going to just up the bonus till it came back down, you know, after it was taxed. But no, same bonus amount, just taxed now. So it's like basically cut in half and fucked me. I was like, oh, that's great. Good. Good. That's a great way to start the Christmas season. Which it could be worse. It could be worse. Most union guys get laid off the week of Christmas. They're just like,
I was about to say, at least you're not in a union.
You know, they get laid off constantly on Christmas. I don't know. I was just,
shame you don't know anyone over there who can, you know, pull some levers.
That's the worst part, yeah. Tyler. I'll tell you right now.
Do you like? I feel like you. Do you know the CEO? Maybe even the owner of the company.
It didn't even help a bit. Yeah, that makes it actually worse.
I was gonna say it definitely makes it worse.
I was just using the this isn't a plug or anything, but have you? I don't know why they fucking targeted me since the start. But Tushy, have you seen a Tushy on your Instagram?
I don't know what Tushy is.
I don't know
is.
If you're old enough yet.
I don't think I'm being targeted by them.
I think it's for strictly for old men. It's a like a bidet that you like plug in. Plug it in. You like you just it's an easy install right on your toilet. It's basically like just you just sit it right on the bolts that are already there. You use a water line to split it.
I have one.
Oh, you have a Tushy.
Yeah, it's not called a Tushy, but yeah.
Oh, so you've got a knockoff Tushy.
Do you have heated seats? Does that seat raise when you walk in the room? Are there lights in
what
the bowl
this?
At night?
You got a what do you have, one of those Japanese ones?
I got a high-end machine over there.
I went to a
are you P.F. Chang's?
No, I went to a fucking, in Hawaii, I went to a Benihana. Which
I was
been
with
to a,
you.
Oh, you
no,
were
I
with
was
me.
With you.
And I had to take a shit in there. I didn't even have to take a shit. I just went in there because they had a robot shitter. I don't even remember if I took a shit, but I sat on it. I was like, I got to just be in here. And it was like, literally, it fucking rotated, reclined.
Yeah.
The thing was a masterpiece. I was like, how much for the toilet? I don't want food.
I was so young. That might have been my first orgasm.
Yeah, unbelievable. We were taking turns just trying to sit on the shitter.
Yeah, paper is for animals.
Yeah.
Once you get water going,
I don't even know if it had the. It must have. It had fucking all the bells and whistles.
It
had to be a $5,000 toilet.
They're phenomenal. Once you get them going, there's no good looking back.
No.
It really is.
I was loving it.
Wait, so did you buy one?
What's that?
A tushy?
Yeah, I have a tushy, as I was saying. I was on the baby right before this. And I was just sitting there, I was thinking about how, you know, it doesn't do the job you wish it would do for me.
What?
It's, you know, I basically power wash it at the end of the, like, I don't even know, but I still need TP at the end. It doesn't work, like, and I'm not a hairy gentleman down
I'll walk
there.
You through this after. We'll get you on the toilet.
You've got tricks?
I'll show you the whole thing. I'll get in there with you.
Yeah. Show me how to do it, because I'm still
We're
going to
have
TP
the listeners hot and bothered if we keep talking about your asshole.
Why? Yeah, I know. They do get all... They get fired up and they start getting turned on.
And I'm in control of the Twitter, so I'm getting all the pictures.
Fine. It's good for you. That's how you get going. You wake up early, so you have to, you know... You cycle through the damage that we get in there. You should see the emails. Right. The emails we get at malcolmgopodcast@gmail.com. We get some serious emails over there, some dirty stuff from the listeners. I don't like it.
I'm telling you, I don't even care for it anymore. I just wake up and look at people's penises. It's top notch.
Epic.
Anytime someone asks me, like, hey, do you have an email to put down for this account? It's like, yeah, at malcolmgo@gmail.com.
Just send it.
Like, whatever you want. Just flood
I'll tell
that
you
thing.
What. My friend Tyler brought over a nice treat today. He had to pay the piper to the dawn of the Malcolm Go podcast. Came over with Wild Turkey 101. I've never had this. Is that a Southern bourbon?
Southern Kenneth bourbon.
Have you ever had a Wild Turkey 101? I know Wild Turkey is like a fucking a game changer when you're in high school. That's like drinking gasoline. 101 is gonna be a little bit more stronger. I'm thinking you're gonna have some after this.
I thought we all read the Norm Macdonald book.
I didn't read any Norm Macdonald. I don't read any books. I read like The Athletic and ESPN.com.
Mike Reese.
Mike Reese, and that's it. Barstool from time to time.
Is Mike Reese not just the gold standard of NFL
Easily.
Beat reporters?
I don't even know if he's even the beat. I mean, he is the beat reporter, but he's so dialed in. He knows everything.
He's pretty drop,
and
like,
he stays out of the shit. He stays
doesn't.
Out
yeah,
of,
he
like,
doesn't. He doesn't opine. Is the thing. He doesn't.
Hey.
He doesn't give you an opinion. You know, like to like drive clicks or views, like Curran or other people will, like say something negative just to like get people to come and like talk to him.
He's smart enough to realize that Belichick's way smarter than anything that these guys are even contemplating. It's like, why are you guys pretending you're gonna try to convince Belichick something else?
He's just really smart.
He'll
be like,
Belichick?
He's like, oh, it's Tuesday, and I see Ramondre Stevenson is stretching, which usually is indication that it's going to be a running game. Like, he'll know fucking a week in advance. He knows all the tendencies of a Belichick practice. That's what I love about him.
Wait, since we're talking about Bill, I don't want my king to ever apologize about anything ever.
I don't disagree. I hate
it. He owes nobody an apology. He doesn't owe Linda an apology. He doesn't owe Nike an apology. He doesn't owe anybody an apology.
He's softening in his old age.
I don't like it.
I didn't hate it only because
he was mad.
Here's what I think happened. I think this year the media, like Belichick, became a media darling again. They're all like, oh, he's the best. Like, look at Belichick. He can do no wrong, blah, blah, blah. And when for years it was like, he's a piece of shit. Like, blah,
well, they always hate him.
But I think this year they kind of turned on him, came back to him. So he's like, you know what?
This guy knows. Okay. Yeah, he's like, he could have been coach of the year any year from 2001 to 2020. Yeah. You know, with the teams that he's had, they were always phenomenal. But for some reason, they always give coach of the year to a team that's like supposed to be 6-10, but ends up 9-7. You know what I mean? They'll always give it to like a Cliff Kingsbury of the world, some guy that's fired in 2 years. But then they have, Belichick could literally, they could name the award after him, give it to him every single year if they wanted to. And this year, they're like, oh, he's doing such a great job, rookie quarterback. Just the defense is solid. He traded the best cornerback in football, and they're still the best secondary. So they're all over him, gushing over him, and he was a meanie. I guess he was a meanie after the Colts game. I didn't watch much of it. Usually after a loss, it's tough to, it's just, you get nothing out of it.
Yeah, I mean, all he said was, we sucked. We were bad. We didn't do anything well, and that's why we lost.
I want to talk about the emergence of N'Keal Harry. I opened up the
There was
pod.
No fucking emergence.
It was
There's
an
no
emergence.
Emerge. He had a catch. He made one catch.
He made a catch. He nearly led the team in receiving yards.
Not his catch.
I want you to know that had the Patriots won the game, it would have been sparked by a 40-yard reception from N'Keal Harry, which he did what he was supposed to do, went up and got it. N'Keal, go up and get it. Go up and get it, N'Keal. And that's where he was. He was at catch point, way up. Went and got it. Mac delivered on time. N'Keal went and got it.
You hear these stories about a guy gets hurt, and then a guy just comes into that role, and he plays like 700 games straight after that because the guy missed one day.
I'm not doing this.
This is N'Keal Harry.
Is this wheel? Yeah, exactly. Aguilar goes Nelson down. Aguilar is about to get Wally Pipped.
Wally Pipped, yeah.
Just like Wes Welker and Julian Edelman. Wally Pipp, who lost his job to Lou Gehrig. N'Keal Harry's coming in. He's taking over the X role. I'm telling
did
you,
this week he's going for 100. Did Hunter Henry die? Did they die? Are they not
doesn't
alive?
Doesn't matter. This week he's going for 100.
Position.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking the X receiver. Nelson
he's
Aguilar.
He's going for 100. I will put whatever you'd like to bargain on that. I'll put it on that.
It's Christmas time. I'm feeling generous. I'm feeling generous.
I'll bet you a full that toilet from Hawaii.
No, I'm not going to buy that toilet from Hawaii. That thing's going to be worth 3 G's, no problem.
You're getting a tushy.
Yeah, you're going to buy my second tushy if N'Keal goes for a hundy. You get nothing. I already bought you a jersey.
Winner gets a tushy.
N'Keal has already cost me a Matt Judon jersey. I'm not gonna do it again. I'm telling you, though, he looked good, though. You can't say he didn't look good in that game.
He looked better. He was wide open on that flea flicker. That made me sad. And they finally ran the flea flicker, and it was the worst flea.
It was a bad flea flicker, given that the offensive line was getting pushed all around.
They got lucky because at one point, Bolden went to pitch the ball back, and Karras ran in front of him. Karras came behind Bolden on that play.
It was terrible.
And so he had to wait an extra second, and then Matt got pressured, so he had to just dump the ball.
He had to get it away immediately, and Jacoby Myers was open, but like he threw it behind him. That was bad. I mean, I don't even know if Harry was the receiver that he was targeting on that.
I've been calling for a flea flicker since like week two, and they finally do it. And it's that.
Josh McDaniels would call a flea flicker once every game.
They love them.
They used to, like, I feel like in the 90s and shit like that, like those gadget plays were like, you know, you'd get one a season.
Yeah.
Or something like it was shit you did in Pop Warner, and you'd be like, this is the best. When are they going to do it in the NFL? Josh McDaniels runs a play like that every single game.
Got some trick plays. Players might like get their imagination going.
Yeah.
Coach?
We haven't run a throwback in a while, though. It's time for the old throwback, the old James White special.
A throwback to what? To Mac? Or
yeah, well, throwback to Mac, and then he tosses it down the sidelines.
They had a great, they actually, that Pat's Twitter, that the Time Machine Twitter today, if you follow it, it's pretty awesome. It's basically like this day in 2001. They just do that every single day. Yeah. And they played the Dolphins in like their week 16 game. And they did the throwback pass to Tom Brady. And it was like Kevin Falk, like pitched to Falk, and he threw a 20-yard just perfect pass to Brady. And he just took it for like a 20-yard gain, ran out of bounds. Epic. I loved it. I mean, N'Keal's starting to emerge, boys. If you look it up, somebody tweeted, I think we might have talked about it last week, but he's like right up there. Like they have like there's like 10 Hall of Famers that he's had more receptions of than in the first 4 years.
Oh, I thought we were kidding.
Oh, we're not kidding. We're telling the truth. He's got more receptions in the first 4 years than like 10 Hall of Famers.
All right, you've got a question about N'Keal Harry on Twitter. Over under 27 receiving yards.
And I responded to that question. I said, get off my first drive.
Get off my Twitter. This is for me.
It's happening. Except that it's happening.
If he doesn't, who else is gonna? I mean, Hunter Henry might have 300.
I can string all your life, boy.
No.
Well, Jacoby Myers is our best player on offense, I think.
No, Hunter Henry, I think definitely.
I think Damian Harris,
receiving option.
Yeah, I mean,
he uncovers fast.
Myers catches every time it's third and six to eight. It goes to Myers,
except for the nice long bomb that Mac put on his chest.
What the fuck was that?
35 yards out. I'll tell you what, Edelman comes down with it.
Yeah, he's missed a couple of those this year.
Mac Jones throws a great deep ball, on target every time.
His spiral does things to me.
They need to start letting him fucking sling down the perimeter. He's money.
But then again, you know what also hurt? That red zone interception because I saw it. I saw it with my eyes.
I saw red.
No!
Is what I saw.
Those linebackers for the Colts are awesome.
Darius Leonard is a problem.
He is legit.
They are the fastest.
That team was good.
I said it. You guys didn't want to believe it. I said this is going to be a tough game. Nobody believes it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a fucking tough game. They're built exactly like the Patriots. They treated it like their Super Bowl. They
well, they held Wentz to 58 yards. Taylor was average.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with him. I don't think he was average.
He was fucking blowing them off the line for like four drives, and then they finally switched it up.
He did. He had nothing.
I don't care how he had 170 yards. Those two
he had 103 yards.
Yeah, so he had 103 yards besides the last play of the game when they sold out to stop the run to get the ball back. But take that away, he had 103 yards on 28 carries.
Right.
That's an average game.
I mean, yeah,
that's
it was like
three yards a carry.
3 point something yards a carry.
He had one rush over 10 yards before that last run. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, I get it. I mean, I don't disagree. The Patriots did the right. I mean, they should have won. I still, if we play them again tomorrow, I think we win, right?
At home, I think they'd blow them out. But
yeah,
Indy, they weren't ready. They're coming off a bye. They weren't ready to come into the atmosphere. They had fucking Adam Vinatieri banging an anvil, whatever the hell that means.
What was that? I didn't enjoy that. What is he doing?
I don't know. I don't know why Adam would agree to it. You want to come in here and taunt your ex-team and your ex-coach? You have no connection to this current Colts team. Did he play for Frank Wright? I don't know how old.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, with the Colts, but not like Colts. With this current team. He actually played for Bill Belichick. I don't think he played for Frank
Wright.
For a
long period of time. He's just mad he's the second best
player. I don't know. He's been on the Colts. Like,
he was on the Colts longer than the Patriots. But like, if you think of Adam Vinatieri, what do you think of? When they put him in the Hall of Fame, are they going to be like, oh, remember those times he kicked in the dome? No, nobody cares about that. It was him winning two Super Bowls with kicks.
In the snow. And shit. Kicking in the snow. All the fun stuff.
Hanging co-eds two at a time in Foxborough. No. I don't know.
What about I don't hate this is gonna get some flack from the Malcolm Goers. Oh. I don't hate the loss. I just don't hate it.
No, especially that Tennessee loss. So I mean if Tennessee had won, we would have been like the three seed. The loss it's fucking bad though.
Because it's a bad loss. So they lose this week to Buffalo and then Miami, they might be out of the playoffs.
No, okay, okay.
Yeah, they have to win one game to clinch a playoff.
They're not losing both of those. They're going to beat both. Let's go. We're going to go 2-0 now. We needed a loss. We got to reset.
We got Jacksonville, too. Here. Don't forget we got Jacksonville
they got the
in there.
Jags.
No,
dog.
I think they have to win
out
two out of three in order to make the playoffs. If they lose
to Miami in Foxborough,
no, like, that's in Miami.
There's like six
in Miami,
teams that
I am scared.
Six losses right behind them.
Did you say?
There's like six teams that have six losses.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right
the AFC is ridiculously like tight right now.
Well, I still think they can win. They can get the one seed just as easy.
Kansas City's got COVID breakout right now.
They're going to lose. Yeah. And all you got to do is
I don't trust the Steelers in Kansas City.
Which is why this loss is frustrating because, you know, they had three penalties inside the 10-yard line.
They looked exactly like they did at the beginning of the season.
The field goal, you jump off sides on a missed field goal.
They cost themselves 10 points on special teams. Jacob Johnson missed just a bull rush up the middle.
That was Jamie Collins.
Why do you say it's Jamie Collins? That was supposed to be...
If you look at the count, like usually you count from the outside in.
Okay.
And so Jamie Collins would have had the second guy. Jamie Collins went to block the same guy someone else did and came right past.
Guy comes right. Yeah, because I guess Jamie Collins was filling in for that other guy, the Hawaiian guy, Taualupa, whatever his name is, Jelani Tavai, whatever. He was out hurt.
So it was those,
so Jamie Collins stepped
it was
in
one
for
one of
him,
those two guys
and he
blocked
fucked
the
it
wrong
up.
Guy. And then
I just can't believe we've given up three. I don't know if I've seen three block punts in my life.
Patriots? No. I don't remember. I remember a block punts, but definitely not three in a season.
That's and what I'm saying.
That's directly tied to the special teams coordinator.
And the offsides. Like, what?
The offsides from a guy that only plays special teams.
Yeah, what
doesn't
was
do anything else.
Who was it?
Brandon King. All you fucking do is play special teams. And you're going to jump off sides? Like, okay, best thing it did was it didn't give him a first down, but he fucking missed the kick. And then now he gets another shot, nails the kick. You gave up 10 points. You lost by 10. You wouldn't have had to fucking deal with all this end-of-game bullshit. It would have been a lot tighter.
That leads me directly to the end-of-game bullshit. Why the fuck are we kicking a field goal?
Well, it was perfect.
Listen, Brandon Staley, you're a fucking new analytic notebook humper. Yeah. Listen, you fucking statistician. Shut your mouth. They would have had it.
I had my play sheet out. It said you go for it.
Yeah, exactly. You are a fucking asshole. Mina Kimes. Fuck, this is this kid. Listen to him. Yes, you are. You are Mina Kimes on the internet. Yeah. Calculus fucking dork. Never suited up in your life. You don't think Bill Belichick knows the... It was 4th and 7... From the 4th and goal from the 7, what gave you the confidence they were going to score a touchdown?
I don't fucking know, but I know that 7 is more than 3. I'm not. Yeah,
and guess what?
Golly gee, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that.
Hold on, timeout.
Second string all your life, boy.
That wasn't even the one I wanted to do. I wanted to do fucking Fogner. That's you.
No, because.
And see that thing cut open, and see that little Kentner boy spill out all over the dock.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
But anyway, it was fucking, listen, it was the right call. If our two most veteran defenders who are
make
in the hole make a tackle, you've got the ball back.
Well, that was second down.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, so
same
they
thing.
Had to stop them, which was fine.
They had a timeout. They would call a timeout.
The Pats are stopping them the whole game.
Mac Jones got the ball back for 120.
But then you have to get two stops.
They only needed one stop.
Oh, they got a pick.
I guess, okay. Okay.
They got Collins got the pick, and then they needed a stop.
That was 9 minutes. There was 8.5 minutes left. They kicked it deep, got an interception, scored a touchdown, 20-17.
And there was 4:30 at that
point.
They
ran like four minutes off the clock, right? And then they fucking, whatever they did, they ran 4 minutes off the clock, threw the pick, they scored, 20-17, they kicked deep, and they run it down to 2 minutes, which they had the ability to do. And, we call a timeout. They run we had one timeout left, I think.
T.Y. Hilton had that catch across the middle.
Yeah, why is T.Y. Hilton making catches? Why is that happening against our team?
They had 57 yards. I mean, three people had a catch in that game for the Colts.
Wentz had like 35 of them on the first drive. Or the second.
He threw one
second
long
drive.
No, he missed the Pittman wide open the first drive.
They went 3 and out, but the second drive when they scored the touchdown, he had like 35 yards.
Yeah.
And then didn't complete another pass till the last.
That was after our Division II king got ejected for the boys.
Listen, you fucking jump. This kid jumps topics. Before we jump topics, let's take 2 seconds off. Listen to our sponsors. All right. I hope they had something good to say. anyway, I can't keep up with fucking Kenneth Paul down in fucking Arkansas.
Well, no, I'm just saying, we're talking about...
I give you the rundown, and he's like, fucking from... I give him, like, we're on line one, and he's down at the end of the game. You know what I mean? We're starting at the top of the game, then he's down at the end of the game.
And he's already questioned Belichick.
Yeah, he's questioning Belichick. He's fucking anti-vax. We're all deep into it.
I'm just diehard. Like,
can we just Arkansas get into the game before you start getting into fourth quarter ejections?
Arkansas goes for that.
He's about to bring up Arkansas recruiting class for 2023.
Listen, man, we got the number 2 center in Arkansas. He's coming in. He's coming in. He's a hot.
No, Arkansas basketball lost to Hofstra on Saturday. So
ooh, a Long Island Hofstra. Listen, Arkansas hasn't been good at hoops since the early 90s when they were going back to back and belly to belly.
We made the Elite Eight last year, big guy.
Doesn't make you elite. Syracuse was in the Sweet 16 and they were terrible, and they're even worse this year. They've got an all-white starting five. They're like the fucking, they're like the 1947 Kentucky Wildcats,
the Harvard team, 1910 Harvard.
Yeah. So I don't think it was the wrong call though.
That it's wrong.
It wasn't. It was perfectly played. Wrong. Do you know how many times Bill Belichick has made that exact same call without fucking SportsCenter talking about analytics and
in
L.A.
I agree. It probably was right. It just, for some reason, I was like, I just kind of want to go for it here. Let's just,
we've
sucked all
game. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about being not even conservative. It's just the call that you make because he knows how to use his time better than anybody else.
Because he's done this a million times. Yeah. He just has a better feel for it than almost.
And,
it
was exactly I am his biggest stand for that. I stand for, and Bill, I trust. I'm just saying, just for some reason.
Like, sound like it. I'm going to be honest. Right off the bat, it doesn't sound like it.
Sounds like you're doing Tom Curran reading.
What does Tom Sr. Have to say? Yeah. What does Tom Brady Sr. have to say on the subject?
So if you have Brady at quarterback, do you go for it?
No, they're probably winning this game.
If you're in this situation, do you?
If you have Brady, do you go for it? Yeah, see?
Absolutely not.
No, I think it's the same
even
exact
less
thing.
Don't go for it.
Because all
Wait,
you have
so
to
does
do...
does the Malcolm Go podcast not believe in Mac? That's what it's
Of course
like.
It believes in Mac. Yeah, no, I just said you don't go for it with Brady.
First of all, I'm not a big believer. I'm like 50-50 that he's going to... What, is he going to do, win the Super Bowl on the road? Who's he going
to
do, go into Kansas
he
City
might not
like
even
Tom
have
Brady
to go on the road.
Beat him... And beat Mahomes?
Are you scared
yeah,
of...
Yeah, so I'm not necessarily a believer
Are you
yet.
Scared of Patrick Mahomes?
I'm not scared of Patrick Mahomes. I'm not scared of the Chiefs at all.
Based on what?
They stink. They're not even that good.
You're scared
what have
of
they done?
On defense, they're, I don't know, won nine straight games or whatever
Big
they
deal
won.
They won nine straight games. They got the Packers without Rodgers because he had COVID. So every other team they've played has been
And they
shit.
Barely won.
This they, is shouldn't what... have beat the, they shouldn't have beat fucking... The Chargers on
this
the road.
This is what everyone says about the Patriots when we were just winning and getting the one seed every year. And they're like, they're not that good. You know, who have they beat? Tom Brady's old. Like they, and then they just be there again. Like,
yeah, but the difference is Bill Belichick has mastered Patrick Mahomes. And the best part of our team is the defense. So he's mastered already Patrick Mahomes' offense.
Yeah, like he beat the Packers without Rodgers 13-7. Like... Yeah.
His offense isn't that good. Tyreek Hill's got COVID. And I wanted to say something mean there, but I didn't say it. I held my tongue, but I had something that I wanted to say about the lad. But Travis Kelce's got COVID. They might lose to the Steelers this week. They probably won't because the Steelers are terrible. But
they're definitely still good. But the thing about Mac is like I think they do think he can make a drive at the end of the game to win. That's why they kicked the field goal.
It was perfectly timed. Your two best veterans. Made a mistake. That's what happened.
Yeah.
You make that tackle. You make one more probably run up the middle tackle.
You get the ball back
in a minute and a half. All you have to do is go.
2 minute warning and boom, it's over.
All you need to do is go. You have to go like 30, 40 yards to kick a field goal. Or you go 70 and score a touchdown and win.
Yeah. Or you
walk
dump
it
off.
And then nobody's talking about it.
Yeah. You dump it off to Harry. He breaks three.
Yeah, exactly. You run a quick wide receiver screen to Harry. Boom.
That's
he's gone.
That's not what you do. You actually put him on. First of all, I was excited to see Gunner in on the last play of the game. Oh, this is awesome.
Why they lost. He dropped it, of course. He fucking stinks. That guy should never be on the field. I said it last year, and I'm already getting heat again. I don't like him on my team. He looks like a Pop Warner player. It's fine that he returns punts. He's good at that. He fumbled one, by the way. Again, another special team-only player. Your only job is to return punts. He fucking fumbled it. Lucky he went out of bounds. But irregardless, as I like to say, he should never be on the field. But I understand they had two injuries in the game. Harry went down and Aguilar went down. And, of course, two non-calls on clear headshots.
Headshots. That's safe.
Two clear headshots.
And what's Mac that? Got rocked with one, too. Is that one of the two?
No, I'm thinking Aguilar and Harry.
Yeah, and Harry. Mac got rocked to the head.
Did he?
Just helmet to helmet smoked and nothing.
I don't like the fact that he's wearing a glove all of a sudden. This has nothing to do with the subject, but like.
And then he tweeted, he told them today, he was like, yeah, I just like it. Like, no, something's wrong. Something's wrong with that.
What does a wide receiver glove do for a quarterback?
Have you ever worn them? You're an offensive lineman.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
You hold everything better. So if
I understand you hold stuff better, but like.
Yeah, but he's not throwing with that hand, so why does he need to hold the ball better?
What does he even do?
Brady always wore a glove. It just makes
never
sense.
Wears
like
a
you
glove.
Take the he always wore
when
one glove.
When it was
glove.
Like 10 does degrees
he?
In a
whole
fucking.
Career.
I thought he was in a dome.
Yeah, it's like 35 and raining here today.
Oh, well, I understand
good
that.
Good glove weather.
He just,
no, I remember
he,
like a
he,
thing where Brady wore like two gloves once, and
he did
that
wear
was
two
a
gloves
thing.
For a bit.
When it was like 8 degrees, this was in a dome. We
did mittens. They're fucking. They're passing. They're catching gloves. They're for receivers. You know what I mean?
Just for holding the ball in the pocket, dropping handoffs off. It's nice to have a little extra.
Tom Brady has man's hands. He doesn't need gloves. Listen, he would grab. He'll palm a basketball. Okay, no problem. That guy. He'll fucking throw it 40 yards like a vortex. There's no reason for him to have two gloves on to grip a football. Mac Jones, I don't know how big his hands are, but I'm sure they're big enough.
Huge.
Yeah, biggest hands in the business.
Mac is really stressing me out.
Massive.
He looked good. I mean, he had two bad passes in the game.
I don't even necessarily say the 45 second times. One was that bad.
The second one was just a really
was
good
incredible.
Play.
Yeah,
it was an incredible interception.
It was a bad. He shouldn't have thrown it,
but it was
the defender made an incredible.
It was late.
It was real late. He looked at him. Sorry, he was open, and I was like, shit. Let me look downfield real quick, and then just went right back to him. Too late.
The first one, he was tricked. Let's face it. He was tricked by Darius Leonard.
Yeah, that was a good play.
I mean, he's an elite probably top two linebacker in the league.
How are teams letting Henry get open in the red zone?
Because he's white.
But there's nobody else on the field. Like,
yeah, a white girl can fall for him.
We have no one else on the field. Like, who else is a threat in the red zone besides Henry?
John, who they could be, but now I'm getting really upset with him all of a sudden. Like,
he stinks.
Well, he had that.
I'm getting nervous that he's going to stink.
He had the catch on the first drive that was like 15 yards for first down, but it was a holding penalty.
Well, yeah, it was a run.
He's
whatever.
Had a few, and then he had the one to the goal line that was also a holding penalty on Myers that was ridiculous.
That was the run. Yeah, he should have gotten to the end zone.
Yeah, well, that one he should have gotten to the end zone, but there was one on the first drive that he had too.
This is the thing with the Patriots offense that kind of bugs me, is that they run their offense, right? But it's all, you know, it's basically all middle of the field driven, and it's always going to be like, you know, I feel like the slot receiver should be like your second option. You know what I mean? Because that guy seems like he's always open. It's either going to be, you know, your Y tight end, which is like Hunter, or your whatever it is, H. I don't know the fucking letters. Doesn't matter. And then Jacoby Myers across the middle. But like, they never run plays for the X receiver ever, or they don't run plays for Jonnu Smith. They have to actually call him. You know what I mean? They have to call a play for Jonnu. They'll be like, oh, let's switch it up and run a Jonnu Smith screen. There's never a play where, like, Jonnu's, like, you know, the first read on a route.
Well, we don't
maybe
we don't
he,
know.
Not
I
that
think we do know. Because it's never been like that. It's always slot receiver gets 150 catches a year. And then, you know what I mean? And then the tight end gets 100 catches.
Yeah, but Jonnu is like also the tight end. Like, he should be getting
but
half
he's
these
he's
catches.
He's a different tight end. He's like the Hernandez tight end. Who got a shitload more receptions, but he's not right now.
Yeah, because Jonnu is probably not getting open.
I disagree. I don't know. I haven't watched all the film, but like, he clearly can move and run and catch.
I mean, he's very athletic, but does he not know the playbook? Maybe he's just not a playbook guy yet.
Yeah, or like figuring out
it's week 16.
Route week is in the middle of. I don't know. I have no clue why.
You've been in the league 4 years. You know what you're doing. He played for the Titans. It's probably a very similar playbook.
We're making excuses for your man, and you're now shitting on your favorite player.
I wanted Jonnu to listen. I thought Jonnu was going to be way better than Hunter Henry off the bat, and they were clearly like from day one they were throwing him the ball like 7-8 times a game. Like, when they first started, early in the season, it was like 7-8 pushing the ball to him, and then they just all of a sudden stopped.
Well, you know why?
Mac threw a few.
You know why? You know why Hunter Henry's a focal point?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Enough.
We don't have to talk about being an Arkansas Razorback.
I mean, Dietrich Wise, did he have a good sack this week? Yeah.
I don't know. It might be the hog takeover here.
I don't know. I hate that they lost. I think it helps them recalibrate things. I mean, you know, it would have been nice to run the table, but at a certain point, you get worn down winning games, especially, you know, and it just becomes like I don't know. It becomes like a weight on your shoulders, especially with a rookie quarterback. And I hated his press conference where he said they had a bad week of practice. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah. He's like press conference. Oh, we had a bad week of practice. No energy. Shut up.
What that was weird.
About,
why? So Ted Johnson went nuts about that. And he was like, you're a rookie. Shut your mouth. But it's like,
fucking Ted Johnson can go fuck his mother.
I know. Ted. I don't care for Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson said that he was on, I think he's on Boston Radio now. This is classic, by the way, Boston Radio. They would hire Ted Johnson because Ted Johnson came into fucking, he was working in Houston, whatever, that's where he's from. And they asked him, he's on,
he was
whatever, a citywide, like a WEEI version of Houston Radio, right? And they were like, who was somebody on the, like, fucking, whoever knows, whatever the host of the show was, like, who's the ugliest wife on the Patriots? First of all, why would you answer that? Second of all, he goes, Vince Wilfork. And he said it, and he was like, like it wouldn't get out. Fucking dude, there's the internet. Immediately, like, Vince Wilfork probably knew within seconds. Like, you're calling the guy's wife ugly on the radio? Vince Wilfork, of all people. He's going to rip your fucking head off. This idiot is going to start talking about, and then he hates Belichick because he says that, like, he made him play through concussions. Dude, you played with your head only for 20 years.
Yeah, Ted Johnson's classic.
His neck is a fucking, is as wide as both my thighs combined.
Classic, like, you know, newspaper reads, ex-NFL player murders wife and family. Like,
if you want to talk about CTE, I mean, he's the fucking guy that invented it. By the way, he was in the league for 7 years before you started getting coached by Belichick. He was, I think he was on the 96 team that went to the Super Bowl. So that guy was in the league. Bill Belichick didn't ruin your brain, trust me. But the thing about Boston Razors is what I'm talking about. Is like they were like, oh, he thinks Will Fork's wife's ugly, and he'll talk about it. Let's bring him up here. Fucking sign him to a multi-year contract.
Yeah, so Ted Johnson was like, oh, rookie, you got to shut your mouth. You got to shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. It's like, clearly, like Mac just came from a meeting where Bill was like, clearly we had a bad week of practice. Like, it was low energy. And they asked him about it, and he just repeated what he just
Mac's
heard.
A robot.
Yeah, That's literally what was said in the post game. Like, this is what's going to happen if we have bad weeks of practice. So Mac went out there and repeated it.
Exactly. And I don't think anybody's mad. I think Ty Law said something too, but I don't know if he was as abrasive. But I have a bad taste in my mouth from fucking Ted Johnson talking about my guy, Vince Wilfork's wife.
But what's wrong with like admitting that? Why is everyone freaking out? Like, they did have a bad week of practice and they lost. So have good weeks.
Well, I guess the answer is, why was it a bad week of practice? I'd like to know that.
Well, he said there was low energy.
Yeah, well, where's the energy? Mac, bring the energy, babe.
Yeah, well, he's a
rookie. You're the quarterback.
I feel like Mac had the energy.
He's in charge of the energy on offense.
That's true.
You think Tom Brady didn't let the energy go down?
This is why I'm worried about Mac going forward in the
No,
in this
you
year.
Stop. I don't want to hear you. You're.
I think as a professional, you got to bring your own energy every practice. Kendrick Bourne brings the energy.
Is your energy? Hey, look at us. Look at us.
Look at us what?
We have no energy. This podcast.
This podcast is very low energy. Been saying
we're having a Mac a last week.
I gotta play sound bites just to, you know.
What the fuck I asked you for, Henry? I'm asking you for a favor. I do a lot of fucking favors for you, don't I? I'm trying to bang this fucking bro. You wanna help me out?
Unlike Tyler, though, I'm still not scared of anybody. Like, I don't get nobody in the AFC scares me.
Tyler just said the exact opposite. I think Tyler's scared of everybody right now.
Well, yeah, I think
Tyler's locked in a dark closet of nervousness.
Well, the thing about the Patriots is they're good. They don't make a lot of mistakes, but they don't, like, do a lot of good
if you're
things
gonna force,
great on offense.
If you're going to force Mac Jones to win a playoff game for you on the road, it's going to be difficult.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but he's a rookie. You can't expect him to automatically be Tom Brady. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which means that the defense has to play, like, incredible.
Yeah,
every game
nearly perfect. They have to play well every game,
and they need to run the ball every game. They can't run the ball one game.
No, they have to. They always have to run for like 120, at least. Like, you know, they have to run for like 120, 130. And by the way, I was dead on. He was at 103 yards, Jonathan Taylor, and they've won every single game that Jonathan Taylor ran for 100 yards. Anyway, that was just bullshit, but. We can finally get into your talk about Kyle Duggar and the Pittman fight. That guy Pittman is a baby. He was kicking water coolers on the sidelines. They were winning the game by 10. He's kicking water. He looks like a classic prima donna diva wide receiver.
What was that? Like, why did they get thrown out? Either one.
I don't know. I think that they thought the game was getting chippy or whatever, so they just made the decision to throw him out. But it was so, like, not. I didn't see anything that was, like, even barely a penalty. You know what I mean?
Duggar was getting held the whole time.
He turned around.
And then he kind of tossed him. And he got pissed that he got tossed.
And he turned around, and then he came over and pushed, and Pittman pushed him from the back.
Yeah.
So Duggar turned around and wasn't taking any of his BS.
And then
Van
Noy comes out of nowhere, too, and drops him. And then Duggar gets
on top of him. I was going to say, Van Noy, if anybody was going to get ejected, it probably should have been him. Or T.Y. Hilton, whoever shoved the ref.
Oh, you're right. And that's why Belichick was all bullshit, because he literally pushed the ref. And they didn't throw T.Y. Hilton out of the game.
T.Y. Hilton tossed the ref. That was great.
The last person, on the Patriots besides Christian Barmore that I'm pitching a fight with is a dude that played college football at Lenoir Ryan. He has nothing to lose. Nothing. Not one thing.
Start throwing fists. He's playing with house money right now. Cut you right on
right,
the field.
Yeah.
That's why I'm getting a Duggar jersey for Christmas.
Aww.
That's going to be my Christmas prize.
You know what Santa's bringing already?
I already know what Santa's bringing. I'm deep in the shit. You know what I mean? I bought my family a dog. The Buddy the Elf brought it, not me.
That stinks. That stinks. You get no credit.
The kids are going. Yeah, the
I
kids
saw
are going
your
wild.
Squid Games. I saw the Squid Games Elf. Top notch.
Did you guys see that? I put it on Twitter. On at Brady Disciple Twitter. You know, I do a little thing with the Elf on the Shelf all the time, and I got a little fucked up the other night. I was you know, half a Klonopin deep and a fucking couple beers in watching the Brady game. So my fantasy team was all on riding on Brady's shoulders, and he got fucking, I don't know, shut out by this terrible Saints team. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? So I was all fucked up. But anyway, I started ripping apart my kids' stuff, and I made a costume, a Squid Games costume for it.
Yeah, it made me uncomfortable.
It was elite. Why?
The Squid Games. I'm Buddy the Elf.
Why? It was elite.
Elf on the Shelf.
He's Elf on the Shelf. Yeah, he's Buddy the Elf, whatever. And I put it on, and I had it sitting here on my counter, and my kid, my son, never sleeps. And it was probably whatever time the game was about to be over. It was probably like 11. I spent like an hour and a half on it. I ripped up like old felt and shit. What happened?
No, I just saw Anne made my favorite cookies.
I told you she made you cookies.
She got a nice bag of cookies for me. I just noticed them. I got really excited.
You brought over whiskey. You get Tyler bag of cookies. But anyway, I had it set up, and I found a doll, one of my daughter's dolls, and I was going to do the red light, green light scene. You know, whatever. Sonny doesn't know the show, but he plays Roblox, and everything's like fucking, I don't know. People make these games, so he knows all about Squid Games, but he doesn't know, like, that it's a murder show, basically.
Right, we'll hope.
Yeah, not yet, anyway. But so I made the whole costume, and it was electric, but it was just laying here on the counter, like, just lame. But he fucking loved it. He still was lit. He's like, Squid Games!
Oh, he got it?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, no Squid Games from Roblox. Roblox is very odd. I don't know. He loves it, and he can't stop playing it, but it's like a user-created games. You know what I mean? There's like a million user-created games. You could search, like, anything. Like, he was super into, like, Five Nights at Freddy's for, like, 10 years, which is a terrible game. It's just like it's like Chuck E. Cheese comes alive, and they're just meant to scare you.
I mean, it's got to be nice.
It's really boring.
Like, because I haven't played video games in, like, 5 or 10 years, really. Like, I'll play with Dom and Kate. But, like, we have kids. All of a sudden, you get to play again.
No, he doesn't play with me, though. He stinks, too, number one.
You smoke him?
No, he's terrible at it. He's 6, but, like, I mean, if you're going to bring it to, like, Mario Kart, like, at least bring a little something to the table. He's, like, he's going backwards. I'm like, this is fucking, I can't. You know what I mean? Give me a little bit, like, maybe in a couple years, you'll get it. On Nintendo Switch, they just released Sega and Nintendo 64.
Oh,
so, like, you get, like, 10 Nintendo 64 games, like 10 Sega games. So I've been crushing Mario 64, and then I try to put Mario Kart on for him because the old Mario Kart 64 is the best.
Yeah.
So I'm playing with him. He's like going backwards. He's in the fucking water. I'm like, all right, enough. Just go play something else on your tablet.
When we were growing up, we had two games that were like big. Tetris was huge in our house.
Well, Tetris was always the best.
The four people one with the gold blocks that you had to make, or
you
can
make
blocks.
Solid blocks. Yeah, you made the solid four blocks. Yeah.
That one was huge. But even bigger than that was Space Invaders. And we used to play, Dom and I used to play.
Are you born in 1969?
Galaga is my number one go-to arcade.
You are like Billy Mitchell.
But Space Invaders, Dom and I couldn't beat it. Like, with two people, you get like double the lives, obviously. And then one person, it wasn't like you got more lives. You just had to beat it by yourself. Me and Dom would stay up for hours. And my mother would beat it in 2 hours.
The whole thing. She was old school. She was back there in the arcade, old school, 80s style. She'd be hanging on the arcade, twisting her curls. Yeah.
All business, right in front of the TV, just smashing Space Invaders. We couldn't get past level 3.
She always got the airplane or whatever the hell, the UFO
just
in the top.
Just talking shit the whole time.
She would know how to, like, she would lead the UFO and shoot through it. Oh, man.
She was incredible.
I used to go to
Space
a house
Invaders.
In Killington, Vermont every year for after Christmas to snowboard and shit. And they had a they had a tabletop Space Invaders. Fucking unbelievable. I'd sit there for hours playing that game.
Yeah, I tried to buy one of those arcade games.
Yes.
Like the stand-up arcade games. Because those boards now, you can put every game ever.
Yeah.
Like they used to need the
through PlayStation 10, whatever was out now. Yeah.
Yeah, they used to need the whole giant thing just to fit the computer system behind there. Now it's like
Donkey Kong Jr. Yeah. I tried to get my father, so I'm going to Rangeley, Maine this week. On vacay, we'll still get a pod up for next week, hopefully, if I don't get too hammered on Sunday watching the game. We're going to try and do it Sunday night, because Monday I'm heading up north, but he's got this nice little log cabin up there, and I was like, oh, you got to get this thing, and it was a website called Arcade Bros or something. 17,000 games on an emulator in a stand-up box, you know, in a cabin, whatever the fuck they call it, and 17,000 games, got Dreamcast, all like everything, NBA Jam, millions of games.
There's GameCube and there's Dreamcast.
Dreamcast was the shit. Dreamcast was the shit. And it was like $850. I was like, this thing is the best. I wouldn't even leave the basement. I'd put it in the basement. I'd be there all night slapping, fucking playing sticks.
It's all in the joystick and the buttons. If you get a quick button and a nice joystick, like you could put up any score you want.
Did we lose Kenneth?
I'm here. Tony, why are you going north? I had to ask that.
I don't go south.
What do you mean?
I hate the heat.
It's not hot here. It's like 24 here this morning.
Well, you're in Arkansas. What do you think of going to Arkansas for a vacation?
That's not going to the wall.
We're going to go get chicken fingers. What do you think we do? What the hell do you even do there? You got mountains? I snowboard. I hang out.
What's the temperature right now?
Also, it's free.
In Arkansas.
Here, it's like 34.
Oh, it's cold.
It's the same as here.
Yeah, it's fucking cold.
I didn't think you
You're
guys
not used to the cold. South Carolina. I'd go to South Carolina right now. What's that, about 60 right now?
Do you guys have palm trees in Arkansas?
No.
They don't fucking have trees in Arkansas.
What are you talking
about?
We have pine trees. Yeah, we have beautiful white.
Is that the Ozarks?
Beach. Yeah, it's the Ozarks. You can't ski on the Ozarks.
What is the Ozarks? Is that a forest?
Isn't it a lake?
It's some mountains. It's some lower mountains.
They're mountains and forests. Everyone keeps telling me to watch that show, and I have zero interest in it.
When you guys come to the University of Arkansas against Alabama next year, you'll be in the Ozarks.
I like the Ozarks.
I can't wait to get down there. Yeah. It feels like it's just a better way of life.
It is. It's just very slow paced. You go down there, it's like everyone in front. It's the same thing in Florida, though. Like we went there. I tried. My parents live in Naples, and I'll go down there every once in a while, and then literally every once in a while, and by a while I mean decade, because I'm not a heat guy. So I went down there one time and I was like at a taco stand, and I was like, oh, this is what you do, whatever. I was like, oh, can I have three tacos, 40 minutes. I'm like, where the fuck are the tacos? Everyone's sitting there like, this is normal, this is what we do. We just sit in the heat and die. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, what are you doing in the back? I want to know what you're doing in the back. You know what I mean? Like, what are they doing? Why is it so fucking slow here? Why is everyone just fucking like, oh, this is life, you know? I think I talked about this already. Like, and then there's kids in sweatshirts. It's 89 degrees and humid, and then you're wearing a sweatshirt.
It's been well documented. Little Conti's don't do well in the heat.
No, it's not for me. It's not for anybody. That's why they die. That's why you go down there to die, because it's so hot, and you're just like, all right, this is so close to hell. I might as well just fucking ease the transition.
You're going to love old age, because everything I've gathered from old people, they're cold all the time.
Good.
So finally going to get to like everyone else's base temperature.
If I have my thermostat on my phone. I have smart thermostats. I control it when I'm at work. If my wife turns it above 66, I shut it off.
66 is a good number.
That's an electric. Listen, it's not even about the electricity. I don't want anybody to fucking start 66. Feeling warm.
66.
I don't want people to start feeling warm in my house.
Yeah.
Or hot.
66 is good.
I sleep in 66
Have
with the fan on.
Have you lost your mind? I would get frostbite. My house.
You're
a
baby.
Pink.
I once.
It's a cool 72
right now.
So
my wife is getting
right
soft in her old age. She used to be like, let's not even turn on the heat. And I'm like, I fucking love it. I love it. I love it. And then
for the wrong reason.
I slept like when she was, I don't know, when we were dating, I slept at her house. And I swear to God, her family just didn't turn the heat on. And they were like, this is fine. And it was like probably a fucking late January. It was like 12 degrees outside, just bundled up. I was like, this is the best. Woke up. There was frost on the inside of the windows from our breath in the house. I'm like, all right, this is another level. I never even done this.
I never knew. Tony's moment when he realized he was going to marry into that family.
Like, I went and bought the ring that day. I went and bought it.
That's you hilarious. See your breath as you're going to sleep.
I said, this girl's going to love air conditioning and hate heat. I love it. We're gonna make some. No. We're gonna make icicle kids.
Y'all are gonna make Eskimos.
Yeah, people come over my house and they're like, "Why is it freezing here?" They'll come out. It'll be like 98 degrees outside, and they'll come in and be like, "It's fucking freezing." They'll wear sweatshirts to my house. I'm like, "This is it. You're gonna have to deal with it because we're staying. My house is 68 in the summer, 66 in the winter, and I don't even want it to be 66.
Wait, Tyler got here,
the basement was on 63.
That's a minimum. That's backwards. Why is it hot? Why is it what? Why is it hot?
It's all money. Well, if I had more money, I'd have an AC at 60.
That is something true, because the thermostat seems broken. When you go from like winter to like, if you put 72 in the summer, that's
not air conditioning to me. That's like taking the humidity out of the air, putting 72 on a thermostat.
It just feels like
My home is at 72 right now. That's what I'm sitting in right now. So comfortable.
I'm not even joking. I bought my grandparents the same thermostat I have, the Ecobee, and I go over their house in the summer, and they go, the AC is on. It's not. And they go, the air conditioning is on. And I look at the thermostat, 79. It's 79 in here. And they're like, yeah, it's great. I mean, it's the worst. This, I'm not coming over anymore. People, you've lost a grandkid.
People are trying to figure out what's wrong with this country. It's the lack of respect for old people. They have it figured out.
They've lost it. They've lost composure. The greatest generation doesn't respect air conditioning. We're softening up here. Nobody wants to. Why do you want to be miserable all day? 79 and humid in your house doesn't make you miserable.
79, that's not it. That ain't it. 79's a joke. That's I'd like be, summertime.
There'd be fists through walls at anything. If I stepped on a I get mad right now. Like, my kids will leave like goldfish on the floor by mistake, and I'll step on it and I'll get violently angry. Fucking Incredible Hulk. Like, if I was doing that in 79 degrees in my house, there'd be holes in walls. I think my kids would be taken away because they'd be thrown through. There'd be children-shaped holes in walls because they'd be flying through them so often. That's what 79 would turn me into. Anyway, let's take a break after these messages. Maybe it's a plasterer to fix your child holes. And we're back. And I don't know. Let's see.
I'll tell you, what I did like about the Patriots in the second half, as bad as they played, like, they didn't stop playing for a second. Mac
no, and that's
just
that's,
came out throwing.
Mac was strong. I when he they let good. The thing about fine. Josh McDaniels is he'll throw some fucked up plays in, like a Brandon Bolden sweep on third and six.
That was a bad
shit
play.
Like that. But he's done it so many times this year. And then you're like, okay, then he'll get in a rhythm with Mac, and then they'll start slinging. You know what I mean? Like, 10 straight passes of like 15 plus, or like, you know what I mean? Like 8 to 10 yard passes, and he's throwing over linebackers in between safeties. And I'm like, oh, they're in a rhythm right now. And McDaniels would just be on fire. And then all of a sudden he'll throw, you know, it's always early in the game. He'll throw in a shitty pitch. They love this pitch like it's fucking the 1960s Packers, and it's driving me nuts.
I did like, so in the third quarter, the Pats come out, they just turned it over. They're down 20 to nothing. First possession being down 20 to nothing. They come out and they just run the ball.
Yeah.
Three straight plays, first down. It's like they didn't really get nervous at all in the game. Like, a lot of teams, you're down 20 to nothing in the third. Like, you're just going to, all right, we got to air it out. We got to come back now. And the Pats just kind of like, no, this.
No, you don't
we'll
need
just
to do
play
it.
Our
yeah,
game.
Exactly.
We're playing fine. Like, there weren't many.
When did you think it was over? Like, when were you like, oh, they can't come
Jonathan
back.
Taylor scored yeah, a touchdown.
Yeah, the 65-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, that
yeah,
was pretty
well,
much
my,
it.
That's my point. I'm saying, like, they were down 20 to nothing, and at that point, I was like, oh, they're going to win. Like, this is easy.
When Max scored the first touchdown, I was like, he's going to fuck around and win this game. Watch. Because they, and then they, when they got the interception, I was like, they're definitely going to win. And then, you know, then.
So even on that drive, though, they went for it on fourth down. Remember, Mac rolled out to the right.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of threw it away.
Because Hunter Henry didn't get his head around. Yes.
It was just
a
bad play.
That was such a good throw.
Yeah, but they've run that play on fourth, on either third and short or fourth and short like 10 times this year. That's why it was on film and the Colts were all over it.
Oh, you're not talking about when he, Derek Jeter'd it?
No, I hated every minute of that.
That was the worst
play of his career.
So that play actually...
And I hate that it was caught and not intercepted, because if it wasn't, I would have... If it was intercepted, he'd never do it again.
And that's Patrick. If Patrick Mahomes does that, though, it's top 10.
But at that point, there was like 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Down 20 to nothing still.
Yeah, and you might be able to launch it.
So it was like, this is third down. Like, what's the difference? I throw a pick. We're going to lose. If this is incomplete, we're going
to
lose.
That was such
so
an absurd rookie mistake to do. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
I kind of like that risk.
That wasn't a risk. That was mentally, I don't know, unstable.
It's unbelievable that a human being could put that throw on target, though.
He didn't even know. Like, that's like the equivalent of you running backwards and then throwing a dart and getting the bullseye.
That was not that bad of a. It was third and four on their own.
Oh,
like,
here we go.
25 or 30. They needed a first down. If they had to punt on that drive,
I thought they were on Indy's side of the field there, weren't they?
They were.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All I hear is fucking KP scraping his fucking Arkansas spaghetti.
Yeah, what are you
fucking out of the jar pasta sauce?
Yeah,
fucking,
no.
I heated it up in the microwave, man. It's good.
That's exactly what it was.
Of course, I don't even have to guess. I already knew that.
I really didn't think that risk by Mac. Like, he wouldn't have made that throw in the first quarter, but when you need to make a comeback, I didn't think that was that bad.
Dude, he was on the right sideline, and he threw it to the left hash.
Yeah, it was
third across your body.
It was third and like five.
If it was fourth, even if it was fourth down and 20 with the game on the line, that's the only way I'd see you making that throw.
And that wasn't far off. It was third and five with the game on the line. If they don't get that, they have to punt.
Yeah, I guess.
And then they're going to get the ball back in the fourth quarter down 20.
I can't believe you're...
I'm defending that. I didn't think that throw was... It looked bad, but in the context of the time of the game, it made sense.
I guess. I mean, it was fucking... It was a Hail Mary, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, it was, we need to make a play at this point, and if we don't, we're done. Screwed.
And I'll tell you another thing that's really bugging me about Mac Jones is, I know it's a rookie thing, but like, he's got to learn when to quit on a sack. You know what I mean?
That is...
He runs backwards and tries to, like, Cam Newton, like, turn his back to the defense, and he just doesn't got it, man.
It never works.
Do like Brady and just fucking, when a guy's a free rusher, just dive at his knees. You know what I mean? Lose 2 yards and that, call it a day.
I'll tell you what Mac does great is throw the ball away, which is one of the most underrated things a quarterback can do. Like, nothing worse than a quarterback trying to throw the ball away. It's fine.
Yeah.
Second and 10 is fine.
When he throws interceptions, do y'all see him try to make tackles? I hate it. Just fall down. Don't do that.
Nah, fucking make a tackle. Brady would fucking be out there chopping at people. You see him fucking talking shit to the Saints. The Saints coach last week. I loved it. He was in his fucking grill.
Why can't he beat the Saints? Go fuck himself.
What?
Why can't he beat them? Why can't he do that?
Beat him in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. He beat him when it counts.
I'm saying in the regular season. He beats him when it counts. I'm saying in the regular season.
Saints are good. That defense is awesome.
They have a great defense, but, I mean, you should be able to score more than 9 points at home.
9-0.
They also lost Evans and Godwin in the middle of that game. And Antonio Brown.
Listen, I've seen Tom Brady take Kenbrell Tompkins and Aaron Dobson to the AFC Championship, all right? He's fucking could win the game. They signed Le'Veon Bell this week. They literally run their team like Patriots Twitter wants Patriots to run the team.
It's exactly how they run it.
Like, do you know Le'Veon Bell's out there? You think they'll sign him? They'll ask fucking Evan Lazar, any Patriots Twitter scout.
Evan Lazar, that guy has never played a sport.
It's not even about that. It's about like just anybody that like breaks down film online. You know what I mean? They'll like at Patriots Twitter be like, you think they're gonna sign Le'Veon Bell? No. Why would they? He's fucking 7 years past his prime. He stinks. But, like, the Bucks will be like, he's fine. Fucking sign him up.
I love how quick Arians turned. Now he's like, we're going to bring AB. We're going to bring Antonio Brown back in here and see what he can do for the guy.
Man. He's a stellar teammate. That guy is literally a mouthpiece. He's literally a Muppet. He might as well be Kermit the Frog. He does nothing for that team. He goes out there and just yaps. Tom Brady's like, listen, Antonio Brown's going to be on the team or you're fired. And this is how it's going to happen. I need a pass catching back because Leonard Fournette's hurt. So go sign the best one available. Oh, is that Le'Veon Bell, a guy who's fucking literally dynamite with fucking him? He's literally might as well be a flamethrower, and Antonio Brown is dynamite. They're terrible together. I think they fucked each other's girlfriends when they were in Pittsburgh, and they signed him to be like on the same team again. That's how insane.
It's gonna be fun.
You're gonna fuck it up.
Good Twitter.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll cut Bell in like 2 weeks.
Le'Veon Bell 2 days ago was tweeting about trying to get the next boxing match against Jake Paul.
Exactly. That's where he's at in his life. He needs to fucking celebrity box. And I tweeted this the other day. I was like, do boxers box anymore? Or is it just celebrities trying to get a $5 million payday on Showtime?
My boy Canelo.
Do you know how much Paul made on that? Do you know how much Jake Paul made on that whole fucking thing?
Oh, but I saw that he had Rolexes sewed into his trunks. I'm like, this fucking idiot.
He made like $35 million.
That's what I mean.
No.
To see an idiot fight. Like, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, put him in there with fucking... I mean, I wish they had fucking good heavyweight fighters these days.
Well, Canelo Alvarez is like one of the best fighters of all time. He's dominating.
Yeah, he dominates now because nobody fights anymore.
He just fought like a couple months ago.
Yeah, but nobody fights. Nobody's a boxer anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's not fighting.
It's good. Mexicans and like Puerto Ricans and Russians sometimes and like Filipinos. There's no Americans box anymore.
Yeah, there's no good Italian boys in there.
You know what you need? Is a nice Rocky Marciano. You know what the fuck I'm saying? Hey.
Tyson.
Yeah,
Fury.
Tyson Fury. Exactly. The bronze bomber. Oh. We need good heavyweights again. Like the fucking 80s with Tyson and fucking Spinks.
Foreman. We need Parkinson's.
What?
Parkinson's. No, I'm just saying. But like, you know what I mean? Canelo Alvarez got his dick handed to him by Floyd Mayweather like 10 years ago.
He did not get his.
Yes, well, he did.
That
he
was.
He
yeah.
was like. He was like 3 years old though. He's a child.
He was like 35-0. It doesn't matter how fucking how many how young he was. He was like 35-0, and he fought. I think they were both undefeated, and Mayweather mopped the floor with him.
Mayweather.
I mean,
just
yeah, they're.
Though.
Yeah, but Mayweather even he did it though. He's like, I don't know how much money they paid him to fight Logan Paul, but he must have made a fucking $100 million to do it because no one.
These
he's
guys
doing
make
fucking
so
fake
much.
Fights. He fought Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Nobody does any fights anymore.
That thing made like $100 million. They don't make any money on like the fight. All the money's on like the pay per view.
It's all it might as well be WWE. He knocked he knocked Logan Paul out and held him up. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather hits like pillows hit you. He punches like a baby would punch you, and he knocked Logan Paul out and had to hold him up. You know what I mean?
This is
the type of
you,
boxing there is.
Have you watched Rough and Rowdy? Those fights?
No.
Those are the best.
You couldn't.
Those are the best. No, those are fantastic.
First of all, they're fantastic. And everyone who thinks they're good at like, oh, if I got in the ring with that guy, these guys are all guys who like train for 6 months and then get in the ring.
Yeah.
And they're all the most embarrassing. Like it's instantly back to like the 1900 boxing where put them up.
Yeah.
Your dude, their arms are way out in front. They all stink.
There's no defense.
They swing as hard as they can for the first 30 seconds, and then they just hold on.
I watched like a second of the low, not the. I just watched the highlight of the knockout of and it was clear as day that it was fucking. I don't think it was a fake knockout, but fucking Tyron Woodley dropped his left arm and Jake Paul just hit him with that hook and knocked him out. I'm like, Jesus, dude. Like there was
shit. It would be like if we were watching just like these same guys play baseball. And you're like, this guy threw
exactly
a curveball,
like
it didn't
that.
Even move, and that guy smoked it. It's like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
these guys stink at what they're
Frank
doing.
Frank Gore's like, I'll box. And he boxed an NBA player. He's like, I'm not
Did
doing
Did you see
the
that
NBA
one?
Player was like, I'm that not doing that again.
Fine.
No, I didn't see it. It's I don't want to see it. It's embarrassing. If I want to watch professional boxing, I'll watch professional boxers.
Speaking about someone who I don't want to see in the ring, Jamie Collins. Oh, boy, did he have himself a game.
Did he? I don't know. I mean, he had a couple dropped picks. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Will you leave Jamie alone?
He had the tip ball.
Never.
The tip ball where McCourty picked it off. He was the one that jumped the route.
He did.
And then he did drop that other one. That ball got tipped slightly.
I'd like to know how you can catch a bullet pass from 1 yard out, but you can't catch a soft Carson Wentz pass from 25 yards away.
That one was a tipped. Pick six.
He also,
pick six, exactly.
He had two of the biggest plays. Like he had two big tackles for losses, like 5 yards and 6 yards in the second half, too. Jamie Collins in the second half was a monster.
We get a little September Jamie every once in a while. Every once in a while, you don't. You know, whatever.
What
COVID.
Do you mean? He's just good. I'm talking
about COVID to close it up.
They just, your boy, the Spike King, just tweeted that Slater he'll be out with COVID.
Later?
Yeah. He got the vid. That's what the Spike King says.
Well, if the Spike King said it, so.
So, no Bourne, no Aguilar this week?
Well, probably no Aguilar, but here's the... So, Kendrick Bourne falls under these new rules that they changed last week, where, like, if you're vaccinated and you're asymptomatic, you can play. So, like, he's literally going to be the first player.
Oh, he has COVID?
Yeah. So,
but does he have...
He's got no symptoms.
A concussion?
No, not Bourne. Aguilar has
no,
concussion.
No, Aguilar's...
What happened to Bourne?
Bourne got COVID.
No, but he left the game, too.
No, he didn't. He was in the game the whole time.
He was there the whole
Harry,
game.
Harry and Aguilar left the game.
Harry caught because the ball with 2 minutes left in the game. Harry didn't leave the game.
Yeah, he did. He got hit in the head. He was the second guy that got hit in the head, and the guy knocked
across
himself
the middle.
He knocked himself out on.
That's right.
So, yeah, Bourne got COVID, and they were like, oh, yeah, well, they're changing the rules, and now a Patriot's going to like be able to play. The world's going to burn because Kendrick Bourne's going to be able to play on Sunday. Cole Beasley got COVID, the guy who's been fucking... Just like basically running around saying COVID's like, you don't need the vaccine, fuck the vaccine. Now he's going to miss 2 games probably because of it. And that's classic.
That's actually pretty big too because he's like their number two guy.
Yeah, he's their number two guy. Emmanuel Sanders is kind of hurt. So they got Diggs.
And old.
And Dawson Knox.
Dawson Knox. And then their running backs aren't really that scary. So, I mean,
they
you think about this game.
Ball.
You think about this game, it's going to be very similar. Basically, I mean, he's going to have less options in the passing game, Allen.
Well, what's going to help huge is Duggar's going to play this game.
Yeah, exactly. Duggar will be there. I mean, they're going to have a full four secondary. You know, we'll be able to throw the ball for one. That'll be good too. I mean, we can run on them. We know we can run on them. We bullied them on the road. You better be able to bully them in Foxborough. 1 o'clock in December, day after Christmas. Jingle fucking Dead bells, Ivy. Boys. Let's Dead pound Ivy. It down their throats. Win the game. Hat and t-shirt.
Wait, game. You're not going to the game.
I'm not, babe. I'm not going to the game. I'm going to be fucking home, getting ready to go up north. I instantly regretted giving those tickets away.
Yeah, I'm out. Oh, that's bad. The 204 needed you this week.
204, and I hate, I don't know if they...
Did
I
you sell, sell
I,
them? Or
I sold them on the Patriots website, and I was like, ugh, it's so late. It was like a fucking day after Christmas. I was like, I'll be hungover. I'm going to end up fucking going to a 1 o'clock game on Christmas. And I was like, now it's fucking for the division. They needed me in 204, standing on D, screaming at Buffalo.
Buffalo?
I don't know if they might be Bills fans. I've sold the tickets. You don't even know. Couldn't answer it.
When did you sell the tickets?
Begin before the season even started.
Oh, so you before the season, you can pick what games you want to get back?
Yeah, you could sell any game you want. The minute you buy your tickets, you can put them online for sale.
Why didn't you just wait? Till like they probably would be worth more now, right?
They're worth a shitload.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Didn't matter to me at the time. I thought, you know what? We're going to go to these games, this game, this game, this game. And then we were like, we'll sell two. I sold the Jaguars, which is the day after New Year's.
That's a good sell.
You know, I was like, fuck that. It's going to suck. It'll be 0 degrees and meaningless. And then
it's
I was
hot.
Like,
that's a good sell, yeah.
And then I thought Buffalo, and I just thought Buffalo the day after Christmas. I was like, it's not worth it. I'm going to be going somewhere else.
Didn't you sell another game earlier in the season?
No, I missed the Miami game. The home opener because I had to go to a wedding.
Oh yeah,
and I watched it on my phone and missed the wedding.
What was the game that you were supposed to do the interview and you bummed him? You said fuck off, Brady.
No, it was the Saints game. It was the Saints game. They fucked me more than anything. They were on the other side of the stadium and I was like, I'm not waiting for you. I'm not.
Don't they know the
us
wait?
At the Malcolm us at the Malcolm Go podcast do not miss kickoff.
No. I mean, sometimes, not for interviews.
Yeah, not for interviews. Sometimes because we're drunk and pissing or stuck in security because we were drunk and pissing somewhere.
Or buying a salad.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about the salads, all right? Listen, they're putting in new salad bars for me in the new stadium when they redo it. So, listen, this is going to be a tough game, but I think I'm just, you know what? The Indianapolis loss couldn't have come at a better time. They got bullied on the road after a bye, played it soft. Mac Jones is spouting off at the mouth. He says they had a weak practice, and now they're going to come in. Belichick's going to be all over their ass, and they're going to come out on fire this week and fucking dominate. You know what? I had a feeling this week that the Patriots are going to show you who they really are, take home Mac Jones' first division champion hat and T-shirt, first hat and T-shirt of the year, and I think the Patriots are going to win 24-14. On.
I just looked at the weather for Foxborough. Potential rain in the area?
Yeah, in the morning, but it'll be cold. It'll be cold. See, again, another reason I'm happy I sold the tickets. Fucking sit in the rain in December.
It's going to be a high of 41. This might be Scuba Suit Max season. I'm not scared of Josh Allen, although we were in a wedding together. I haven't said that on this podcast before.
Gay wedding in Arkansas. It's very rare.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a cake anywhere.
Yeah. Final score 27-13. Good guys.
Right. I mean, honestly, after last week, they played well. I mean, they didn't play well. They played, they made a lot of mistakes, but they still had a chance to win the game. Like, they played solid for how many, like, devastating mistakes they made, which I thought it was kind of good. So I thought they were better than they were last game. Josh Allen, I just think he's just going to be doing what he did in the second half of the Bucs game, just running around like crazy.
Throwing the ball all over the place.
The Pats are usually pretty good at not letting quarterbacks do that. So.
And they're the best pass defense in the
league. Is Harris playing?
He's supposed to. He practiced.
Yeah, he was at practice today. Ramondre wasn't at practice today.
Be nice if Harris played.
They said they gave Harris the ball, and he was like screaming. He was so excited.
Yes, yeah. They need him because without Harris, Ramondre is just another guy. You know what I mean? He's not...
He's not as explosive as...
No, he's more of a LeGarrette Blount bulldozer, you know what I mean? That, like, after Harris is, like, done cutting you up and running over you, like, he comes in and just bullies over you.
Which is what the Patriots have always been pretty good at, is having that, like, two-back flow where one guy at the end is still fresh and then they kind of finish you. So,
yeah.
I like the Pats this week. I think going to put up some points, actually. So I'm going 23-21 Patriots.
Okay, I like it. I think the Patriots are going to – I think they're going to hold them the whole game. I think they're going to have, like, a very on-brand defensive game this week. And
all right, N'Keal Harry, how many receptions and yards?
Listen, if Aguilar doesn't play, which it looks like he's probably not going to, I'm telling you, N'Keal Harry's going to have 5 catches, 70 to 80 yards, and a touchdown. Yes.
Get
if Aguilar doesn't play, he's going. I'm telling you, that catch last week is going to propel him. And by the way, does anybody run to Instagram faster after they make a catch and put up a fucking a photo of one catch?
Slideshow of the catch.
He loves it.
Every week.
Number one fan of a fucking. He'll put up a fucking story. He'll put it on Twitter. What is the thing they used to have on Twitter? Whatever. He'll put it on Twitter, Instagram, fucking TikTok.
I do like that he sells out for plays. Like, there was no real reason to dive sideways in the air for that ball, but he did.
But he always, he does always dive.
Always sideways in the air.
He's the guy that, like, listen, first of all, I'm not one to criticize him, but, like, that was what I did, like, when I was playing with my brothers in the front yard. Like, I'd die for catches you didn't have to do just because you felt awesome about it. You know, he does that for every play. That's how he injured himself in preseason. He dove for a pass he didn't have to.
He didn't have to at all.
It was, like, literally in his arms. He's like, I'll jump for this. Dropped it, hurt himself.
But he doesn't jump.
Tyler, what's
he
your
just...
hot take?
What's my hot take?
For the game.
Hot take.
My hot take is that we are not able to do the podcast after the game because Tony's going to be too drunk.
That is possible. So you might see us. Hopefully you do. We're taking this a little bit more seriously now that we're on fansided.com and musketfire.com. But, you know, who knows? I mean, we're still fucking a little risky to follow and listen to. But anyway, find us on Twitter. I'm at Brady Disciple, at Malcolm Go Pod. Is Kenneth Paul's running that. Tyler, hey. You want to do your pod?
I'm at maybe it's Tyler. Hot tweet this week.
Oh, I love it.
No retweets.
Keep sending in your funny emails to me at malcolmgopodcast@gmail.com. I read them. I send back the love. I have a lot of conversations going with a lot of fans. It's a good time. Check out fanside.com. Check out musketfire.com. Thanks for the love. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. If we don't see you, hopefully we do. Let's go, Pats.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game. Your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back. Field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.